this close a game away from this year. Just the last four games, we lost three of them in a close stretch, and it was on us mostly. So we have to be one of those elite programs that can compete for the Coastal every year, and we need to be one of those elite programs that can compete for ACC Championship every year.
How would you describe kind of the tone, kind of the mood in these practices getting ready for tomorrow?
It's building up. You know, each day comes closer to the game time. You know, you can tell that energy and kind of anticipation is building up in practices. You know, with the ball activities, it's kind of hard to go back and forth. But you know, when we're on the practice field, you can tell that, you know, it's two more days to game time, one more day to game time. And as it builds up, you can see it in coaches' mannerisms, you can see it in the players' mannerisms.
How much do you think, I know you weren't here last year, but how much do you think ending with a win will help this program moving forward?
I mean, significantly. Coach always harps on it about, getting here is just not good enough. We have to compete and we have to win. This program has came so far, and for us to cap it off with a win is going to be significant.
And then just, I know you're going to be asked it, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm feeling the best I have, since, the start of the season, my body-wise. Just practicing every day, my fingers feeling great. So I'm feeling pretty good.
How much are you looking forward to just being out there and playing at full health?
Me too. A lot. We haven't played since, 3 weeks? Three or 4 weeks? So, that time off, you kind of like, especially ending with a loss, you can't wait to get to the next game so you can put that game behind you and kind of just build on that and just fix the mistakes from last year.
That was Louisville, right? Did you hurt your finger?
Yeah, Louisville. Yeah. Third game? Something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been dealing with that for...
Yeah, it's been a minute, man.
Yeah.
Bryce, can you kind of take me back a little bit, the timeline of, say, a year ago at this time? What you were doing, had UVA made contact with you? And if so, what's this year been like?
A year ago, I was already signed. I signed December 20th last year, and I remember that because it was my birthday. It was my birthday, December 20th. And so I signed on my birthday. And then ever since then, I was kind of just, preparing, kind of training, every day, because I knew that this year was going to be a special year for me. It was my last chance to get it right. And I just remember just every day going out there in the field, lifting weights, working out, getting in contact with some of the guys here and telling them, look forward to it. And it's going to be a special year. And these guys believed it from last year and the years before, seeing progress and where the program has gone. This year is definitely a special year for these guys.
And as far as you're the starting quarterback, but do you sense more of a role as you're kind of laying the blueprint of as to how Coach Mendenhall wants his quarterbacks to play in the future, like kind of displaying to high school recruits
what
Mendenhall's quarterbacks are in this offense?
I think that's what he wanted as soon as he got here. Look at BYU, the type of quarterback he wanted, just got here and I didn't get that the right guy for it. So, as I came, I think, the years come and there's going to be definitely, dual threat, can run and can pass quarterbacks. That's what he likes, and that's what makes it hard on defenses too.
Thank you. You mentioned that it was you signed on your birthday. When you went to do left Arizona, UVA even on your radar? Did you know anything?
One day this whole week.
Good morning.
Eli,
how you doing, Eli? I'm Scott with Richmond Times. So I know you've had this question asked probably 1,000 times, so I'm going to ask it for the 1,000 first. What do you sense is the biggest difference in the way this team prepared for this bowl game as to what took place last year in Annapolis leading up to the game at the Military Bowl? Is there a difference, or?
I don't think we've strayed too much for our plan. I mean, obviously you can point out the biggest difference is Navy ran triple option, South Carolina doesn't. So it's, changed the way you practice things. But just speaking for myself, I know the younger guys, again, it was almost like a spring ball for them. They had time to get extra practice in, extra development for those older guys who, had a big load this season. The coaching staff and our strength staff has done a great job of continuing us to keep us strong with lifting and keeping us conditioned, but at the same time giving us days where we can rehab and, work out any, nicks or bruises we had going on. So I think they did a great job with, this keeping us strong, keeping us healthy, at the same time keeping us strong and in shape. And then, when we came into our practice prep for this game, I don't have obviously any complaints. The coaching staff has done a great job with, keeping us fresh, but at the same time keeping us locked in on what we have to get done for this game.
When you learned about your opponent, was there some satisfaction knowing you're playing a team from an elite conference?
Yeah, I think we were all very excited with the challenge of playing South Carolina. It's a very, very good opponent, as we know. Everyone knows the opponents in the SEC are all very, very good. So I think everyone was really excited for the challenge that we're going to face this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Make the decisions necessary, so it's not always just if it's not their run.
How good is he at that compared to other guys you've had?
He's very good. And I would say without him being able to do that, we don't have the season that we've had. We don't score the way we have, and we don't move the football. His ability to improvise and innovate and create has allowed us to be in the position we're in. Without that, the rest of our offensive players and our current execution would not have been strong enough to get to this point. So his ability, in addition to the existing level of execution, we've had to have both of those.
When you look at South Carolina's passing game, do you see anything unique conceptually that they do? Is there anything that is not new, but newish, or they have their own spin on?
I would say after you acknowledge their tempo and after you acknowledge some of their unique formations, then to me it's the simplicity that's so well thought out that it is complementary and complex, which means that simply as you play one route well, there is a complementary route and there's a trade-off you're going to give up on something else.
Right.
And so to me, it's not the volume of plays, it's how well thought out the plays are, to where if you defend the core concept well, you're vulnerable to the complement. And they're really skilled, I think, of just making you pay for the emphasis you put on different parts of the route.
You came up in a game and defensively where